With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Republicans voting in a rare Saturday session, clearing a key procedural step as they race to pass President Trump's big bill of tax breaks, spending cuts, and bolster deportation funds by his July 4th deadline. The vote tally was 51-49 to proceed with the debate. It's still a long weekend of work to come. Senate passage could be days away, and the bill would need to return to the House for more votes before it would reach the White House. President Trump says he will proceed to push his administration's policies after getting a major Supreme Court legal victory. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Now that the high court has curbed the power of lower courts to issue nationwide injunctions, the president said his administration will move forward.
We can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis.
Those policies include restricting birthright citizenship, firing probationary federal workers, freezing USAID funding, and allowing DOGE personnel to access Social Security data, among others. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former Senator Jim Talent says it's a very difficult world today in Iran now that the country's dreams of regional and even global dominance have been shattered.
All of their pretensions and all of their ambitions have now been exploded. They're not going to dominate the region. They're not going to impose their version of Sharia law on their neighbors. They're not going to usher in a new wave of radical Shia Islam around the world. It ain't happening.
Senator Talent was interviewed by This Week, the Salem Radio Network. Another victory for the Israel military, IDF, has killed one of the founders of Hamas. President Trump says he's suspending trade talks with Canada over its plans to continue with its tax on technology firms. Trump says Ottawa informed Washington it was sticking to its plan to impose the tax set to take effect tomorrow. This is SRN News. A new poll asked clergymen about their families. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that most Protestant clergymen do not believe that their job conflicts with their family life very often. But when it does, 80% of them say they choose family over job. 90% of clergy say their spouse is enthusiastic about being in ministry with them. And about 70% of pastors who answer the poll say their job does not impact their efforts to give time to their spouse and children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo says there should be no tolerance in the Catholic Church for any type of abuse. Leo made his first public comments about the clergy sex abuse scandal in a written statement to a Peruvian journalist who documented the case of abuse and financial corruption in a Peruvian-based Catholic movement. The pontiff spent 2 decades as a missionary, priest, and bishop in Peru. This is SRN News. Energy advocate Daniel Turner with Power of the Future says blackouts and brownouts are on the rise in the parts of the country that now rely heavily on wind and solar power instead of fossil fuels.
It's been hot, and I grew up in New York City. It's been hot a lot in New York City in late June, right? It does happen. But these brownouts are more and more common because we are using a form of electricity that is unreliable.
Turner explains one reason why problems happen.
And one of the weird things about wind is that normally the hotter it is, the less the wind blows. So when you have these huge heat waves, wind is absolutely useless. So, and then you go to nighttime, and then the solar is turned off because it's dark, and the batteries haven't charged because there was no wind.
A lot of Americans are turning away from fireworks this 4th of July. 2 reasons, nearly all of the fireworks are made in China. And the second, many veterans will tell you the fireworks brings back a lot of bad memories. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.